How will he respond to a Russian threat? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That is a big question as we await President Biden about to address the United Nations General Assembly in New York. He's just arrived there with a big focus on what happened in February.
Ukraine was invaded illegally in an unprovoked way.
And National Security Council spokesman John Kirby tells Fox the president will call for more global support for Ukraine to fight back and further condemn Russian leader Vladimir Putin.
He is definitely under more pressure now, internally and externally. And he doesn't have a whole lot of sympathetic ears in Russia or elsewhere around the world. That's clear. And I think it's also increasingly clear to Mr. Putin that he's not doing well in Ukraine.
This after the Russian president issued a partial mobilization, calling up as many as 300,000 reserve soldiers after a Ukrainian counteroffensive drove Russian forces back from areas they'd taken over in the invasion. Putin also hinted he could use nuclear weapons.
And those who try to blackmail us with nuclear weapons should know that the prevailing winds can also blow in their direction.
Now, Iran's president told the UN this morning the U.S. trampled on Iran's international nuclear deal by pulling out, which led to Iran violating the terms. President Biden is trying to get the U.S. back into that agreement. 3 years in prison. That's the sentence Thomas Lane got this morning in Minneapolis, one of the four fired police officers implicated in George Floyd's much-protested 2020 death. Lane was a rookie on his fourth day on the job when Derek Chauvin kneeled on Floyd's neck. Chauvin was convicted of murder. Lane pleaded guilty to aiding and abetting manslaughter and appeared at the hearing today via video from a federal prison camp. He's already serving 2+ years for violating Floyd's civil rights. The Federal Reserve will try again today to reduce inflation, to fight to save us money.
Interest rates on credit cards will go up. Adjustable rate mortgages will be adjusted up. The cost of a new loan for a house or a car, that will go up.
Fox Business Network's Edward Lawrence. The rate hike today expected to be 0.75%. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown. A contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
We expect an announcement later this hour from New York Attorney General Letitia James. A source tells Fox it does involve former President Trump. She's already been investigating him and the Trump Organization and recently suggested she could file a lawsuit alleging financial misconduct. A Trump ally is facing a trial in New York.
California billionaire Tom Barrack, close friend and informal campaign advisor to former President Donald Trump, is on trial, accused of secretly working as an agent for the United Arab Emirates. Prosecutors in a Brooklyn federal court accuse him of leveraging his relationship with the former president to protect the interest of and relay intelligence to the UAE in an effort to have their leaders influence the ex-commander-in-chief. Barrack's legal team deny any wrongdoing on the part of their client, arguing his contacts were disclosed to the Trump campaign as well as the administration and were not a secret. Jury selection is expected to be completed today. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
House Democrats plan to pass a bill today in reaction to Trump attempts to overturn the 2020 election and the Capitol riot. It would overhaul an 1800s-era law to make it harder for lawmakers to object to a state's electoral votes and require court approval to stop the certification of a state's votes. Republicans oppose that. Congressman Steve Scalise calls it an attempt
to allow trial lawyers to change states' election laws.
In the Caribbean, Hurricane Fiona is moving away from the islands there, turning north and east after hitting Turks and Caicos, doing deadly damage in the Dominican Republic and flood-ravaged Puerto Rico.
This is going to be moving to the north and to the east, so away from the islands here over the next couple of days, passing just by Bermuda. You notice well off the coast of the United States.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz on Wall Street ahead of the Fed's interest rate hike today. The Dow's up 130 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.